It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to Laughs Uncut, the podcast that takes you to the best comedy clubs in the country to find the best up-and-coming comedians on the scene. I'm your host, Zoltan Cassis. Let's get to it. This next comedian has the most memorable voice in the business. Trust me. You'll see. I mean here. Let's go to the Pechanga Theater for the hilarious Eric Myers.
What's up, Pechanga? Let's do it. How we feeling? Skinny, did you notice that? I moved out to LA 3 years ago. Everyone in LA is obsessed with losing weight. I've been this skinny my entire life. I think it sucks. You know how hard it is as a man to look tough when you weigh 98 pounds? And it's not fair because I can't pull off certain looks a bigger guy can do. Like a big guy can shave his head. He looks like Vin Diesel. Last summer, I shaved my head. People thought I had leukemia. They're like, how long do you have? I'm like, I don't know. I'm so cold. By the way, if you see me after the show and you tell me I look like somebody, can you make it somebody attractive for the love of God? Last night after a show, some drunk idiot saunters up to me and tells me I look exactly like Gollum from Lord of the Rings. That's not even a human being. He's a sock puppet. He's green. I'm trying to meet women after the show. He's like, Eric, do a Gollum impression. Like I'm running through the comedy club. Like, my precious! Who's on Tinder? I look like a Pokemon. This is my real voice, by the way. People call my phone, they think I'm a woman on the phone. Like, I need this. I had a telemarketer call me. I'm like, hello. He's like, hi, Mrs. Myers. I'm like, dude, I have a penis. He's like, that is great, Mrs. Myers. We're all God's children, okay? I'm tired of it. I'm sober. I've been sober a little while. I went to this religious rehab to get sober because my parents made me. And my first AA meeting, it was like a Christian AA meeting. Swear to God, end of the AA meeting, this old man comes out the back and starts pouring all the alcoholics tiny glasses of wine. And I turn to my sponsor, Steve. I'm like, dude, what is going on? He's like, Eric, it's cool. Once they bless the wine, we're allowed to drink it. Because it has transformed into the blood of Jesus. I'm like, oh, really? Can they bless this bag of cocaine? Okay. No, officer, that's the dandruff of the Lord. Oh, I is blessed. I is blessed tonight. It's weird being an addict because I can't take anything. Like, I was on Xanax for 6 years, and my therapist, she's like, Eric, I can't give you any more Xanax. It's addictive. I'm like, well, I have panic attacks. I have anxiety. She's like, you need a natural remedy. She's like, there's a chemical in turkey called tryptophan that slows down your central nervous system. So now when you're stressed out, stop and eat some turkey. I'm like, are you kidding me, lady? Xanax is a tiny pill. I can take it discreetly. Now when I'm stressed out, I have to eat Thanksgiving dinner wherever I am. And I'm scared of airplanes. I have to sneak a butterball through security. They're like, sir, you can't have that on the plane. I have a prescription. This is my service bird. And my roommate is a pothead. I gotta be sober. He smokes pot all day. He goes to New New York for 3 days to see his mom. I open the refrigerator. There's an entire plate of brownies. I ate the entire plate. I didn't know they were pot brownies. He comes home 3 days later. I'm standing on the kitchen table, stark naked. He's like, Eric, where are the brownies? I am the brownies. I am the brownies. Because weed is cute. No one thinks weed's a real drug. Why? Because we have weed treats. We have gummy bears, lollipops, candy canes. No one's scared of that. No other drug has snacks. There's no crystal meth Pringles. Did you eat the Pringles? Yeah, I did. Okay, whatever. I've been snacking and cracking, Blake. I've been snacking and cracking. I've been crunching and munching. Alcoholism is a weird disease because people don't understand it. Like, I went to TGI Fridays with my friend. He ordered a virgin daiquiri. He's like, Eric, is this a temptation for you? Because there's no alcohol in it, but it looks like alcohol. I'm like, it looks like alcohol. What does that even mean? A lot of things look like alcohol. Water looks like vodka. I don't freak out in the shower like, ah! It's all over me! Ah! Why do people feel so weird drinking around me? No one cares about smoking weed around me. And weed is a million times worse because I hang out with comics. They all get high. We're rolling to a gig. They're just blazing in my face the entire time. Just... Yes! I'm high as a kite. I can't even see. I don't care if you drink around me because alcohol's in your cup. It's for you. I don't come in contact with your beer. No one's walking around with a Corona like, this is delicious. Does this bother you? Open your mouth. People ask me if I think I'll relapse. No, because I don't have any money. You can't go to a club or a bar and try to pick up women when you have $0. And it's obvious because I can't afford name brand top shelf alcohol. I have to get some generic knockoff. I go up to the bar, I'm like, how much is the sex on the beach? They're like, $11, sir. I have $2. I'm like, I'll take the hand job by the creek. They're like, what is that? I'm like, Mountain Dew? Mountain Dew? Because I got a DUI. That's why I had to get sober. I was driving home from a bar, 3 a.m, open beer in my lap. And if you get pulled over with an open beer in your lap, give up. The cop sees me, he sees the beer. He's like, sir, sir, have you been drinking tonight? No. He's like, whose beer is that? My friend is drinking it. Unfortunately, he couldn't be here tonight. I'd like to report a missing person. He's gone. I've been traveling. I was in Vegas last week. I stayed at the Circus. I'm not trying to brag. First of all, I check into the room. It's $35. I'm like, great. Like, well, we need to authorize your credit card another $65 for incidentals. I'm like, I don't know what that is. Like, that's in case you damage the room. It's $65. I'm like, it's only $65 to trash this room? That's the cheapest thing to do in Vegas. David Copperfield's $100. I'll throw the TV out the window. Keep the change. I'll burn this place to the ground. Put it on my tab. I crapped on the floor. This is cheaper than the buffet. I got my money's worth. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to date. You know what it is like being single? I feel like it's 90% of the women dating like 2% of the men. So when women complain about men, it's not accurate because you're all dating the same six tall, good-looking guys. It's like, oh, men in this town, they're scared to commit. They'd even take you to dinner. They just booty call you, hook up with you, move on to the next chick. I'm like, no, that's just Brad and Chris. That's just Brad and Chris. They're tall, they're good-looking, they have options. Have sex with me. I'll take you to dinner, I'll cuddle, I'll move in tonight. Brad and Chris want to Netflix and chill. You have sex with me, I'll propose. I'm 36 and look like Gollum from Lord of the Rings. And my friend Kate doesn't believe my theory. She's like, Eric, it's not that the guys are tall and good looking. That's not why they get women. It's that they're confident and women love confidence. I'm like, they're confident because they're tall and good looking and they always have sex. That's what confidence is. You know you can do something because you've had past success. If you never get laid and think you're great with women, you're not confident, you're delusional. I suck at golf. I don't walk onto the course, start whacking balls into the woods, and think I should be on the PGA Tour. No, I'm not confident with golf for the same reason I'm not confident with women. My balls are never near the hole. Are you guys on Tinder? I hate Tinder. I hate when women have one picture on Tinder and there's like five women in the picture. How do I know which one is Megan? It's like four supermodels and one girl in the corner eating a stick of butter. I'm asking leading questions like, hey Megan, do you like butter? One woman on Tinder, her only picture was a cat. Not her and the cat. Just the cat. Lady, what man are you trying to get with the cat? Do you want a guy who swipes on the cat? That guy is a pervert. That's the worst date. She's like, so how long have you lived in LA? He's like, where's the cat? I swiped on Garfield. Who are you? Who are you? And I suck on Tinder because I'll match with a girl, I'll say hi, and she won't respond. And my roommate, Darren, he's like, Eric, they're women. They get like a million highs a day. He's like, the trick is you have to ask them like an unusual question. So they're curious. They're compelled to answer. Now you're talking. I'm like, oh, I got this. So the next girl I matched with, I'm like, has you ever had sex on an air mattress? She's like, no. I'm like, well, then you need to come over. Also, can you bring an air mattress? Because I sleep on the floor. She's like, I am not having sex with you. I'm like, would you mind dropping off the air mattress? The sex was just a clever ruse. My friend gave me women advice. He's like, Eric, you gotta be mysterious. Women love a mysterious man. Well, isn't that a gem of advice? How do I go to a bar, strike up a conversation with a woman I've never met, and then be mysterious? What, do I tap her on the shoulder? Hi, I'm Eric. Or am I? Girl for her number before the show. She looks right at me. She's like, how do I know you're not a serial killer? I'm like, really? You think I'm a serial killer who moonlights as a comedian? Because whenever they catch a serial killer on the news, they interview their neighbors. They're always like, he was so quiet. And he always kept to himself. They're never like, he was hilarious. I miss him.
Eric puts on one of the best headlining sets you'll ever see, so don't miss the show. Follow him on Twitter at Eric Myers Comedy to find out when he's coming to your town. And that's spelled E-R-I-K-M-Y-E-R-S, comedy. Let's head to New Brunswick.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
With New Jersey, and listen to Ashley Gavin set at the Stress Factory Comedy Club.
Hello. I'm a lesbian. You can stop thinking about it. I am gay. You guys hear about the pastor in the South who said he'd unlock the problem to getting rid of the gays? It's on YouTube. It's amazing. You should watch it. He's like, well, the first thing we gotta do, take all the lesbians, put them in a big electrified fence, cage them in. Stop right there. I'm in. Put me in the cage with the other lesbians. Lesbian approved plan, I don't need to know the rest. An ex of mine told me she's what we call a 100-footer, which means that you can tell that I'm gay from 100 feet away. Which reminds me of some sort of strange bird watching or something. It's like, oh yeah, that's a plaid-breasted lesbird over there. Nesting by Home Depot. I used to think I had pretty good gaydar. I thought Taylor Swift was gay for a while. Right? People are like, why? What little blip is going off on your gaydar? And then I realized I don't have gaydar. Just have women who want to bang. Like every woman I want to bang, she's got to be gay. She's gay. Rosie O'Donnell is not gay. Like, why do people think that? That's weird. A lot of people also think that I have problems with like the religious freedom laws. I don't know if you guys are following this because this is like, can a Christian bakery deny service to cater a gay wedding? You guys know about this. And I actually have no problem with these laws. I don't, for a couple reasons. A, calm down, I'm not going to your Christian bakery. B, what is a Christian bakery? Like, is the red velvet made with real blood of Christ? Like, what? Are you talking about? See, the gays, we're the most mobile, organized minority in America, okay? We get things done. One of us finds out there's a Christian bakery in town, 24 hours, that place is going to shut down, reopened as a gay nightclub called the Electrified Fence. You understand? We're taking care of business. I will tell you about a life update, though. I'm sporting a Brazilian right now. One creepy man applauding. A lot of confusion. A lesbian with a Brazilian. Can you be a lesbian with a Brazilian? Like, I was scared to get my wax, not because of the pain, but I was like, is this gonna change me? I'm gonna rip out that last strip, I'm gonna wake up with a dick in my mouth and my nails done. Is it over after this? But I love my Brazilian. I really do. I think it looks better. It feels better. I got catcalled leaving the salon. A dude outside the salon was like, damn, girl, you got that fresh wax glow. And I'm a lesbian and a feminist. I look like this every day. I never get catcalled. But I've been preparing for this moment my entire life. One damn wax. I'm like, oh my God, thank you. Thank you so much. A lot of people also think that I have like problems with dudes and stuff like that because I'm a lesbian and a feminist and stuff. They're like, you have problems with men. I'm like, I don't date men. We don't have problems. We don't. But I don't like it when people call women crazy. I really don't like that. You know, dudes be like, oh, she's emotional. She's crazy. No, dudes are also emotional and crazy. We're all crazy. We're all human. It's just two different types of crazy. It's low stakes crazy and high stakes crazy. Women are low stakes, men are high stakes. Women go crazy a little bit every day. Men go crazy a lot later. Like, when I was growing up, I'd get home from school every day. I'd hear yelling from the kitchen, my mom just screaming, "Damn it! Damn it, Ashley! Damn it!" I'd run to the kitchen. I'd be like, "Mom, what's wrong?" "Bought the wrong kind of milk again." A man doesn't go crazy over milk. He just keeps it inside of him for like 50 years. And then one day the car won't start. And he's like, "Those freaking Muslims!" Like, a Trump supporter is born in that moment, you know? Low stakes crazy, crazy, high stakes crazy. When a woman goes crazy, she talks to her friends, builds up credit card debt. When a man goes crazy, he talks to himself and builds a bunker. Woman goes crazy, she sets all her boyfriend's old things on fire. Love notes, photographs, sets them on fire. Man goes crazy, he sets his girlfriend on fire. I believe that when the Titanic was crossing the ocean, a woman spotted the iceberg, reported it, and was ignored. I really do. And people ask me, they say, "Ashley, it's 2016, women, children first in an emergency. Is that dated? Is that sexist? Women and children first in an emergency?" No, it's not. It's women and children first in an emergency because men are too busy creating the emergency. I get to travel a lot for comedy, which is really cool, and I go to a lot of small towns, and a lot of these small towns, they only have one Asian restaurant run by the one Asian family in the town. You guys been to these places? And they always have like a generic name, like Panda House, Golden Dynasty. You know, you never know what part of Asia they're from. They have like seven different menus, sushi, Thai, Vietnamese, Chinese. How do these places get started? Did a white guy just walk into a Chinese restaurant and was like, "You guys got sushi? You look like you got sushi." The Chinese guy's like, "Yeah, now we do. Don't cook the fish!" Like, he took racism and made a business decision. Only the Chinese can take racism and make money off of it, okay? That's how this world works. Kind of a fun fact for you guys. Did you know that you're twice as likely to die in a female-named hurricane than a male-named hurricane? You guys know about it? It's true, and they wanted to know why, so they looked into it. They looked at the strength of the hurricanes. They looked at where they were hitting. They found all these things were equal. The key difference, people are just twice as likely to flee a male-named hurricane. One feminist, I'll explain for the rest of you. The female-named hurricanes are taken less seriously than their equally qualified male counterparts. This means that during Hurricane Katrina, some dude was like, "Katrina? Nah, just that time of the month. Give her a couple days, she'll calm down." No. You want people to be afraid of hurricanes? Name them terrifying things. Like, if you turned on the radio and the guy was like, "Hurricane, I think mom is drinking again, is headed straight to New Orleans." What's scarier than Hurricane Pam, in my opinion? It's been a good year for me. I've been working a lot, so my friends are starting to ask me really weird questions. Like, my friends were like, "Ashley, would you blow a guy for work?" Yeah, would you blow a guy for work? Yes! Why else would I blow a guy? How do you think I got here? I have a rich aunt, which is pretty cool. She likes to collect bags. I don't know if any of you ladies like bags. She has a Louis Vuitton, and she goes to the Louis Vuitton to get it like repaired because something was wrong with it. And the Louis Vuitton guy prints out a scroll of every Louis Vuitton she had ever purchased, the condition, the sale number, like the clerk, all this stuff. We can't figure out where psychos buy guns. We can't figure that out. Put Louis Vuitton on that. I would love a world where Louis Vuitton sells guns. The self-esteem alone would end domestic terrorism. You guys seen these guys who shoot places up? Bowl cuts, they look insane. They walk into a Louis Vuitton, the salesperson's gonna be like, "I don't think we have anything in your price range. We have grenade pins from last season." There'd be knockoff guns on Canal Street. Someone would be like, oh man, is that a Glock? Nah, it's a Glick. I don't. And everything on Bravo would be better. Everything on Bravo would be better if Louis Vuitton sold guns. You'd watch the Kardashians, the Real Housewives of New Jersey, just the opening credits. In the country club, I'm a lady, but on the street, I'll cut you, bitch! Thanks, guys. My name is Ashley Gavin. I appreciate it.
Be sure to follow Ashley on Twitter at AshGavs. That's A-S-H-G-A-V, as in Victor, S. And check out her tour dates and more at ashgavs.com. Up next from...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Deep in the heart of Texas, here's Teddy Tutson.
Hello. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. What's going on? Good to be here. I want to start off by sharing a little bit about myself. I like to watch a lot of TV because I like to know what's going on in the streets. Do you understand me? I like to know what's popping off in civilization at large. And nothing lets you just study what other people are up to like a television. Do you understand? Near or far, you could be at home, high, eating Taco Bell on your couch, watching what people are doing in Bangladesh. It's amazing. It's amazing. I've noticed some things watching TV recently, though. A lot of people seem to be preoccupied with the end of days, Armageddon, apocalypse, if you will. And most of those people seem to be white people who live in the suburbs. They are in the grips of existential terror, do you understand? And it has bled into everything, their recreation, their amusement, movies, TVs, comic books. And it usually goes the same kind of template, right? Had a real good run, being white, doing everything, winning. Then the aliens show up, start blowing things up, right? When a plague gets unleashed, everybody starts dying. Or zombie apocalypse, huh? Right? White people terrified of zombies right now. Which leads to me seeing grown men and women on my television saying things on shows like Doomsday Preppers, like, well, listen, if you're ready for a zombie apocalypse, you're going to be ready for anything. And I'm like, whoa, hold on a second. You are not going to be ready for things that are going to happen when you are preparing for things that will never happen. That is not how preparation works. There's no transference. It's fascinating to me to watch all this unfold, though, as a black person, because we have not yet reached a place in our history to make up things to be afraid of. Do you understand me? Like, I'm afraid to take my white fiance to Olive Garden, everybody, okay? The rest of y'all may be family, but we are public enemy number one when we sit down. I'm like, hey, I thought breadsticks were free. And they're like, not for race traders. And I'm like, well, this is ridiculous. I'm going to Red Lobster for some cheddar biscuits where I will be respected. This is America. I am a capitalist. Here's the thing that's really hard about racism, right? Is that you never, ever get to prove racism because you never get your racism evidence when you're making your racism hypothesis. Do you understand? Like, if you're trying to tell your white friend how hard it is to catch a cab as a black person and y'all out, and he's like, well, this cab just pulled up next to us. And I'm like, that's because you're next to me, Gary. Cross the street, then see who wins this little competition. Right? When it happens, though, it's crushing and beautiful all at once. It happened to me one time. I went to a college in the Midwest, small little liberal arts school, okay? It was like 80%+ white, do you understand me? It was like a blizzard trapped inside of a bag of flour, white. Like a polar bear holding a J. Crew catalog. Layers of whiteness. Inception, Christopher Nolan. Right? I had some friends of mine who wanted to hang out, drink, go to bars and stuff, and so they stole a fake ID from me at the beginning of my college career. It was a black gentleman, obviously, and that's where the story takes a turn, because his name was Deron Reese Williams, and he was 6'5", 245. Do you understand? Nostrils as big as my face. And yet, I used that ID without fail all throughout the Midwest for years. Deron was a legend in the streets. I'm Deron, baby. I'm here. I'm about to make it hot. There's one time that that ID did not work for me, and it was when a black dude was working the door. I walked in with my black friends. I was at the back of the line. I handed that man that ID. He did not miss a beat. He took it and he said, "This is not you, dog." And I was stunned because Deron had never not worked. And I was like, "What you mean, baby? It's Deron. I'm here. I'm about to make it hot." He didn't even take the ID back. He just looked at me. He's like, "I don't know who that is, but it's not you, dog." And I was like, "You ain't got to yell at nobody, bro. Okay, you ain't got to yell." My friends were like, "Where are you going?" I'm like, "It's not Deron's night tonight. It's not his night. He's going to read at home or something. He's going to chill. He's just going to chill." But I really wanted to hang out, though. And I had a moment of inspiration. I realized there was a back entrance to this facility, patio entrance. So I went on, moseyed around. I saw a white gentleman working the door. Looked like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. I handed this gentleman the same identification, and he took it, and he said, "Have a good time, bro." And I was furious. Couldn't even enjoy myself the rest of the night, just snacking drinks out of random white people's hand, like, "You know what you did. You know what you did. Nobody's drinking PBR tonight. Put the shock top down. Put it down." I want to take a little poll right now. I want to see who's here in attendance. Has anyone ever tried to do something nice for yourself only to realize you are too broke to do nice things for yourself? I see a few hands, a few very humbled hands going up. It's okay. It's like a revival tonight. Let it out. Let the church say amen. Here's when I experienced this crushing defeat. I had been working real hard, right? Had some overtime money saved up, but I had worked so hard my apartment was messy. And I heard of these cleaning services where you leave your home and a stranger comes and cleans everything and the police aren't involved. And I was like, "Okay, let me check this out. Let's see what y'all are about here." Called them up. Everything was real cool at first. Going through the normal questions, right? No hostility. How many rooms you got? Is this apartment or house? We're going outside. Then we got to the kitchen. Things took a turn, okay? Man, first question about the kitchen was, "Do you have appliances?" And I'll admit, I was very offended by that because I was like, "I'm not a fucking squatter, man. Who do you think I am, dude?" Like, I was hurt. I was like, "Yeah, I got appliances." And he just came back with this, "Stainless steel or nah?" And I was like, "Oh my God." I didn't know there were only two appliance categories in the world. Like, stainless steel and then broke people over here. On some 99%, like, we are Occupy Stainless Steel. Where the movement at? And I panicked. I looked around my kitchen to see what would qualify. And the only things that I felt met the criteria were a toaster oven and a spatula, okay? I wasn't going to tell him about spatula because I'm not a lame, all right? And I was like, "I have a toaster oven." And he just got back on the phone and said, "I said appliances." And I was like, "Well, you can put me down for nah then. Do y'all have discounts for nah or nah? Okay, that's all you say on the phone then? This is ridiculous. I need to get on Yelp, find a new cleaning service." I'm a public service announcement for you all here tonight. You probably used this word, and if not you, somebody at your tables maybe even described you using this word. You can talk about somebody in your life as a hater. I got all these haters blowing me up on Instagram. Give me the business. Let me tell you something right now. You ain't had a hater from the day that you was born, and you're not gonna have a hater to the day that you die. Because you know who did have haters? People trying to stay alive during the Salem witch trials. Because I know what your hater is. Your hater is that bitch who be tagging you in pictures where they look good and they know you don't look good. And you done told them to stop tagging you in pictures where you don't look good, and all they say in response is, "But I look good, though." And you're like, "You're a hater. You're a hater, Amanda." Why don't you try being accused of being a witch? And someone kicks open the door to your hut in the middle of the night. They drag you as your husband screams and your children are wondering what's going on. And they drag you to a lake and they tie a rock to your ankle and they throw you in the lake. And if you drown, tough shit, nobody cares except for your husband and your children. And if you climb out the lake, I told you, they are a witch. Burn her immediately. Set her on fire. Those are haters. Right? I know your haters, your aunt, your uncle will be telling you to move out your mama's house and get a job. And you're like, "Quit hating on me with all this talk of gainful employment." Why don't you try proving your innocence in a courtroom where the judge and the jury have been stacked against you and what we commonly refer to today as a show trial, okay? Those are haters. So it's a very simple definition to remember moving forward, all right? If you don't have a full-time security team dedicated to protecting you from threats both real and imaginary. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you have detractors, okay? That's what it is, all right? It will never be rapped about in a Rick Ross song. You'll never hear it on the radio, okay? But it will accurately describe your Aunt Linda the next time she tells you to move out your mama's house, all right? That's what I'm trying to tell you here tonight, everybody. My name is Teddy Tutson. Thank you, guys. Good night.
Teddy Tutson, ladies and gentlemen. Learn more about the man and legend at teddytutson.com. That's Tutson spelled T-U-T-S-O-N. Last up.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Here's a West Coast favorite and a really good buddy of mine, San Diego's own Jesse Egan.
All right, let's hear it for all the comics you've seen so far tonight. Great show. Very nice to see you guys here. I love to travel for comedy. I'm not bragging, but I recently got to fly on Spirit Airlines. Anybody done that? Really makes you miss the luxury of Southwest, doesn't it? Yeah. There was graffiti on the plane. I've never seen graffiti on a plane before. It was like flying on a friggin' Greyhound bus, is what that was. You know it's a cheap airline when there's only one employee, too. You know? Like, I went to check my bag, and there was this woman, Myrna, and then I went up to the gate to give the ticket, and it was Myrna again. I was like, did you sprint, Myrna? You are fast. I got on the plane. Myrna was the flight attendant. She's like, sit down, buckle up. I gotta go fly this Airbus thingy. I was like, what? You're not a pilot, Myrna. It's a cheap flight, man. The seats don't recline on Spirit. I didn't know that. Did you guys know that? I didn't know that. I was messing with it. I was like, excuse me, Myrna? Is my seat broke? She's like, no, you're broke. You're flying on Spirit. And that's the way the seats function. No reclining. I was like, I guess I'm just going to have to sit upright. She's like, that's the Spirit. Enjoy your flight. Damn it, Myrna! It's ridiculous. I do like to travel for comedy, though, you know. From the East Coast originally. My parents are from New York. They're from Brooklyn, which is the part of New York where everyone thinks they're Italian. Even if they're not, they all talk like that. They think they're on The Sopranos at all times. I had to take a cab last time I was there. Even the cab driver sounded like that, you know. I got in the cab and he looks in the mirror. He's like, you're not for nothing, but it's gonna be 45 clams. You get to the JFK airport and don't be a jerk off when it comes to my friggin' dip. This guy was Asian, by the way. Did I mention? It was confusing. It really was. It was weird. Moved out here, moved to California, which I love. I moved to this little hippie beach town. You know, thought it'd be safe living there. Not so much, you know. Got involved in a drive-by. It was a hippie drive-by. Guy rolled up on me in a VW bus. You know. Tried to crank down that window. Stuck his head out. He's like, break yourself, fool, hippie driver! I was like, what? And then he blew bubbles at me. I'm gonna block that with a dream catcher. And I was like, not today, sucker. I don't think so. Try showering and soap. And threw some flowers and seeds at me. A couple of doves flew out. Had to dodge those. It was peaceful as hell. That's my kind of drive-by. It's nice to be here, you guys. I was single a long time, mainly because I drove a smart car, which, not a smart purchase, as it turns out. More of a dumb car, really. I don't know if you know this, but you can't holler at the ladies from the smart car. Roll up basically looks like I'm wearing it. You know? You're like, is that a metal backpack you got on? It's nice. Like, no, it's my car, okay? Honk the horn, try to prove it. It's like, hee, hee, hee. My horn makes the same noise as women's answer. They're like, eh, no, no, drive along, metal fanny pack. Get a real car. Maybe we'll talk. She's like, I wasn't going to give you a ride anyway, actually. I can't because my right butt cheek already called shotgun tonight. So get to stepping. Give you a ride. Eh. I don't think so. Glad to not be single anymore. Got a girlfriend now. Went out for a date. We went out for fondue, which is nice. Anybody done that here? Fondue. It's pretty friggin' expensive is what it is. It's $200 in. We're like, can we just get a third shrimp, please? The waiter's like, would you like to try some dessert? I was like, yeah, let me go sell my smart car. I'll be right back. Sample those strawberries. Insufficient fondue is what I call that meal, you guys. Fun don't have the cash for the cheese. Fly Spirit, you know what I'm saying? But it's good having a girlfriend, though. A lot of responsibility, you know? Mainly keep her warm. That's the main one, you know? She is freezing. Doesn't matter where we go. She's like, bring my sweater. Give me the sweater. I'm like, you're in a hot tub right now. What? She's like, I'm freezing. If we're going out, she'll be like, should I bring this? I don't even let her finish. I'm like, yes, bring the sweater. Bring two, actually. Bring a fuzzy Russian hat and some friggin' mittens. It's only 85 degrees out. You're gonna be freezing out there. So cold. She's so cold. She steals my blankets when I fall asleep. That's how cold she is. That's her move. Anybody else's girlfriend do that? Just as soon as I fall asleep, she just gathers up all the sheets, all the blankets, and does a roll-away move. And just rolls away, just leaves me just shivering, just sheet out of luck on the side. Ridiculous. I got a defensive move that I do now, fellas. I'll teach it to you. Right before you fall asleep, I just tie a sheet to my wrist. And she tries that roll-away move, it just bungee snaps back. I'm like, not tonight, honey. Gotcha. Gotta try a little harder next time. We don't do a lot, though. Tried some coupley stuff, but mostly we just Netflix, you know? That's what I'd be doing if I wasn't here. I don't even watch anything either. I just browse. Just no time to chill. Netflix and browse. Keep browsing. Nothing looks good. Browse, browse. If I settle on a show, I'll binge watch every damn episode of that show just to not have to go back to browse. That's me. I watched like 5 seasons of Sons of Anarchy before I realized I hate this show. I don't care for it. Caught up on Game of Thrones, too. That was a great show. Not a good one to binge, though. Like, if you watch, like, every season in a week, it's pretty confusing, honestly. Like, everyone on that show is named Daenerys Targaryen, I think. They're all like, Daenerys Targaryen, meet Viserys, Varian, and here's my curious Nyquirion of the Bilderbarian Workshopian. I'm like, what? I can't follow this. Name them all Jon Snow, please. It's confusing. Love Netflix. I watch anything on Netflix. I watch cooking shows. Don't even like cooking. What do you think about that? I watch Chopped. That's my favorite. I love Chopped, man. They make them cook with like hair, you know? You have mystery baskets like full of hair. Then they make them cook and they're like, here, I made you a hair flatbread. And they judge it. They're like, kind of tastes like hair. It's like, you gave me hair. It's only one way to win those cooking shows, I realized after watching a lot of them. Here's the secret, you guys. Just add bacon. Boom. Done. They're like, you've really infused this hair with bacon, chef. You're a friggin' genius. Move on to the finals. Yeah. I love cooking shows. I just hate cooking. Isn't that weird? That's a strange paradox, you know? They should go together, you know? It's weird, because that's the secret ingredient to cooking. They're always like, the main ingredient is love. And I'm like, well, I hate that, so I don't know how that would work. I don't know how you cook with hatred. Yeah, terrible cooking shows, like tonight on Cooking with Hate with Paula Deen. Oh, crap. She'll be like, hi, y'all. Today we're going to be cooking with the white rice and only the white rice. We're not going to be doing no rice mixing with that brown rice or the Spanish rice. No, no. We must keep the white rice pure. No. Some people might call this next dish ricist, but that's okay. It'd be a terrible program is all I'm saying. Relax, you guys. I'm not a racist myself, okay? I will date women of all races, I'll tell you that right now. Dated an Eskimo chick, I was pretty Inuit. You get that? That's a pun, table one. Tough thing about meeting Eskimos, just gotta try to break the ice, you know what I mean? You need a pick and a hammer. It's a whole problem, but I met a good one though. You know, you could call her Husky, because that was her real name, actually. She had one brown eye and one blue and a white fang, which was weird, but she was fun though, you know. We used to go out all the time, just go out every night clubbing, you know. Seals mostly, just beating the crap out. It was wrong. It was morally wrong. I'll give you that. It was objectionable, but it was her fault. You know, she was crazy. She was nuts. She's not like bipolar or anything. She was just polar, just straight north or south, wherever they come from. I don't research these jokes. I will tell you that sex with Eskimos is not that hot, you guys, so just between you and me, if an Eskimo goes down on you, all they do is rub their nose on it. It's called an Eskimo blowjob. Doesn't do much. So, a little tourism advice. But it still came. So don't cry for me, Antarctica. Thought she was the one, you know. Thought she was the one. We almost got married, too, but she got cold feet and started blubbering. So That's the end of that joke. Sorry about that, sir. I love being a comedian. If I wasn't a comedian, I don't know what. When I was a kid, I wanted to be like something heroic, you know, like a cop or a fireman. And I grew up and totally afraid of cops. I just look in the mirror like, is that a cop? Is that a cop? They're all cops, right? I'm not afraid of firemen. That's weird, you know. They're too sexy to be afraid. You know, Sarah. They're sexy firemen. Am I wrong about that? They're always shirtless. Posing in sexy calendars, sliding down poles. It's like, is that a stripper or a public servant? I don't know, you know? I'm just saying, you wouldn't want to see a cop calendar. That's all I'm saying, you know? Just be like, every page is like, buying a donut, pulling me over, beating someone. Is this a flip book? What the hell? Get to December, it's like, why are they tasing Santa Claus? This is not a happy new year for anyone involved. You never hear about fireman brutality. That's all I'm saying, you know? They're never like, oh, these firemen, they gotta be stopped, you know. They keep stomping out our campfires, burning the evidence. No, nobody's doing that. You know? I love firemen. You know, they show up early to work, you know, get cats out of trees for old ladies. They got extra time. It's great. Not a good job for the cops. Again, you know, you don't want to see the cops have to show up early. They'd be pissed, wouldn't want to get out of the car. They'd just like shoot the cat out of the tree. She'd be like, meow. And people be like, hey, that was a black cat. They'd be like, what does that matter? Be like, black cats matter. And other people be like, all cats matter. It'd be a whole friggin' problem. So leave it to the firemen, is what I'm saying. All right, that's my time. My name is Jesse Egan. I love you guys.
Catch Jesse on Tonight in San Diego or follow him at Jesse_SAN on Twitter. That's a wrap on this week's episode of Laughs Uncut. Still want more? Go catch up on previous episodes now, and make sure to subscribe so you never miss a laugh.